the landing obligation is a key piece of legislation to make sure that we don't have widespread discarding, to ensure sustainability for the future. But it's been a very, very difficult piece of legislation for us to regulate, because we're not at sea, we can't see always what's happening. So one of the possible solutions in the new control regulation, which should be coming through in its own time, is OREM, remote electronic monitoring. And what we have in EFCA is we're working with all of the member states, and each of the member states is identifying a minimum of two vessels, and they're putting in OREM systems. We're then working with the member states. They're looking at how the data comes from the vessel, how this works, how we protect the data protection for the crew, and we're testing this. In some member states, we found mini vessels are really willing to take it on board because they want to show this is a transparent fishery. We're very, very happy to have this system to show what we've been saying all along, which is that we're compliant. So these tools will be a method of compliance, and we're looking forward to seeing them as the results come out. So many countries have already moved to putting the systems on board. Many of the sectors and even our advisory boards are working with their sectors of the industry to put these on board. And again, what we're looking at here is always about driving sustainability for the future. There is no future for fishing industry, for us who enjoy eating seafood, if we don't ensure sustainability. And this will be hopefully a tool to help us get there.
Pascal, that new project, what's the response to that in Ireland?
So, as Susan said, each member state is looking for a minimum of two vessels, Tom. We are indeed looking for two vessels to participate in this. I would encourage the sector to be involved in this at the early stages of it and to have an influence into how this project goes forward. So we're very interested in signing up at least two vessels within the Irish fleet to partake in this pilot project.
What sector do they have to come from? Is there a specific sector you're looking for?
So we're looking for larger vessels, so over 15 metres in the whitefish part of the fleet if possible, Tom.
Is it difficult to get fishermen to do that? Because obviously between the regulations and that, the relationships might be difficult to attract somebody?
Well, I'm not sure about the relationships, Tom, but it is proving difficult in this case. I think there is somewhat of a suspicion about it. But, I mean, what I would say is that it's really important for our sector to get in at the early stages of this. It's something that is, as Susan has said, is outlined in the regulation that's coming down the road in any case. And we now have an opportunity to shape how our fleet gets involved in that. Of course, there's also the sustainability argument here, Tom, and it can work in the fleet's favour to be able to put a brand on their fish that is fished totally sustainably, and that it's done with the OREM project in mind. And to my mind, that's the way forward for our fleet, for our fish, for selling our fish and getting a premium price for that product.
Branding them, sustainability, they're the keys, you're saying?
Absolutely, and the consumer is proving that that's what they're interested in, Tom. We conducted some research on consumers, and what it showed was that 92% of the consumers are very interested in marine sustainability and protecting the marine environment, and 80% of those were interested in good control and enforcement of the seafood sector to provide sustainable seafood and make sure that that's available for generations to come.
Finally, Susan, you're based in Vigo now, heading up to EFCA. Three new vessels, there's a major commitment. How's the job going?
I'm so lucky. First of all, I'm surrounded by so many Cork boats that are out there sailing, so we've got a good Irish link, and Galicia is Celtic, so it's incredible. Samhain, instead of Halloween, they celebrate. We had Bealtaine in May, so there's an awful lot of the traditions, from the piping to the music to the attitude of the people, that's very similar to here. So I've landed there. The weather is a little bit better, and it's great coming backwards and forwards between the two. The agency, it's fantastic to work with all of the different member states. We have 21 different nationalities working in the agency at the moment, so we've got a huge mix from all over Europe, and every single person who's there has the same mission that is here in Ireland as well, which is the future for the oceans. We want a positive future, and we can see in some of the fisheries where working together is starting to give results. So like the bluefin tuna, we're seeing a recovery of the stocks. There's been sustained campaigns by all of the member states involved, and it's fantastic to see the results. And we've just had now this JDP here, which is running in the Northwest Waters, where we've been working with the Irish control authorities, and it's been fantastic to see the difference that it's making, because the vast majority of fishermen are compliant, and their whole livelihoods and the future of the oceans could be undermined by people who are non-compliant.